California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. As Bumps, age 11, Jan Ford.
Mom, can I go over to the park and play?
As Nancy Smith, Brenda Marshall.
All right, be careful crossing streets.
As attorney at law Bill Smith, Harry Von Zell.
Yes, you're right, Nancy. I just read in the paper that in California there's a man run over every 45 minutes.
A man is run over every 45 minutes?
Hmm.
I say it must get awfully monotonous for the poor chap.
And as Uncle Cecil from Bedford, England, Arthur Treacher. Yes, neighbor, you're tuned right to the Smiths of Hollywood with music by Charles Hathaway. Presented by... of Hollywood. And here's their British uncle, one of nature's noblemen born under the sign of the eight ball, Sir Cecil Smythe.
Greetings. Greetings from Hollywood, the land of thick-skinned oranges and thin-skinned people. Hey, that doesn't sound right, does it?
Oh.
Oh, yes. I got it backwards. Yes. Been a day of upsets, though. Started when I came down for breakfast. Early breakfast it was for me.
Good morning, Esther.
Oh, well, Uncle Cecil, good afternoon. I'm in the middle of house cleaning. Would you mind having breakfast on the sun terrace?
Oh, not on the sun terrace. Out there in all that smog, I can't tell Mammy Yoakum from B.O. Plenty.
Oh, now don't be like everybody else and make fun of our California weather.
On the contrary, I admire you Californians and your weather. Elsewhere, people just talk about the weather. But here you do something about it. Who else could have invented smog?
Mom, have we got any iodine around?
Bumps, where did you get that black eye and those thin knees? Now, haven't I told you not to play with those tough kids in the park?
Does she look as if she'd been playing with anyone?
I wasn't in a fight, honest, Mom. Jimmy and I were at his house having a contest.
What kind of a contest?
Well, we were seeing who could lean out the window farthest, and I won.
Obviously.
Now, look, I've told you not to try such stunts. Honest to heaven, I wish I could get through just one day without having to scold you.
Well, you have my permission, Mother.
Oh, I don't know how I keep my sanity. If worrying about you two isn't enough, my husband goes intellectual on me. He's turned world citizen.
You mean William has at last learned that Five-Star Hennessy is a brandy and not an Irish general?
I'm talking about that businessman's club he joined. The International Harmony Club.
Sounds more like a barbershop quartet.
Oh, now, it's a fine club. They get together and talk about international problems and try to do something about them.
Really? Well, maybe they could do something about me. I've been an international problem for years. I say, Bunce, could you reach me a plate from the cupboard?
Uh-huh.
Bunce, not more dishes.
No flat dishes.
Oh, honestly, you can be so exasperating at times.
You mean there are times when she isn't exasperating? I say, tell me more about this club of Williams,
Well, the club wants to raise money, so they serve a dinner and charge $15 a head.
How interesting. What kind of heads do they serve?
I've been to banquets. All you ever get is chicken a la king.
Chicken a la king? Well, here in the colonies, I should think you'd call it chicken a la president or chicken a la Frank Sinatra.
Uncle Cecil, banquets raise money. And Bill is in charge of this one.
Does William have to clean chicken for 50 people?
No. Out of the $15, a caterer gets $5, and the rest is duck soup.
$10 for duck soup? Outrageous.
Well, Mommy, the $10 is crazy.
That's even more outrageous.
Was that a car in the driveway?
It's Pop. He's so early.
Nancy. Oh, gosh.
Oh, Bill, is anything the matter? What are you doing so early?
Is anything the matter? Is anything the matter? She says, I've been trying to call you on the phone for an hour.
Oh, well, Mother called.
Oh.
She saw the write-up in the paper about your banquet.
Yeah, well, wait till she sees tomorrow's paper. There's not going to be any banquet.
No banquet?
No.
But you were... What do you mean, darling?
Well, I mean that bird brain caterer got the dates mixed up. Why, does this put me behind the eight ball?
No caterer.
No caterer.
Gee, darling, you are out on a limb.
Out on a limb? I'm up the creek. What I need is a scotch.
Up the creek, out on a limb behind the eight ball? You don't need a scotch, William. You need a compass.
Look, can't you get another caterer? Have you tried phoning anyone else?
Well, look at this list. Every phone number in Hollywood is on it.
Really? Do you by any chance have Ann Sheridan's telephone number?
Oh. Nancy, I guess we'll just have to call the banquet off, but the mayor was coming, everybody.
Oh, now, surely you can find someone to serve a banquet.
Well, that's what I thought. Darn it, now I got the hiccups. Oh, every time I...
Don't get so nervous and upset. It always gives you the hiccups. Hold your breath.
Yeah, I'll hold my breath, yeah.
Stop breathing entirely, William.
Now, Cecil, you shut up.
Here, William, here. Try inhaling a little of this pepper.
Well, pepper? Never heard of that cure, but give me some. I'll try anything. Yeah. Oh.
Is pepper supposed to cure a hiccup?
I haven't the slightest idea, old girl. I just wanted to know if it was possible to sneeze and hiccup at the same time.
Oh, that's it. Give me a glass of water, will you?
Gargling, too. That is going to be difficult.
Uncle Cecil, you're a sadist. Bill, what? You want me to start phoning people that the banquet is off?
Well, Nancy, I guess we'll have to.
Seems a shame with all the people invited. How much did you say you were paying that caterer, William?
$5 a plate.
$5 a plate, eh? Yeah. Well, William... I might know someone who would serve your banquet.
Oh, Uncle Cecil. Are you pulling my leg?
Oh, should I? I think, does that get rid of hiccups?
Oh,
you know what pulling my leg means. It's an old English expression.
Really? Oh, I must remember that, yes. William, let me think about this banquet.
Now, there isn't time to think. If you know someone, call him now.
Phone, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think I could phone the chap I have in mind.
But you don't realize what a jam Bill is in.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, then call the man you mentioned right now.
Yes, very well. Call I will. Hand me the phone.
Here. You know the number?
Oh, very easy number to remember.
The time will be
9:26¼. Reginald! How are you, old chap? This is the devil's mind. I say I haven't spoken to you since we attended the cricket match at Tricklewood on bank holiday. No. Rheumatism, you say?
Sorry
to hear that, Reginald. Who? Wally and the Duke? Oh, I haven't heard of him in some time. No.
Well, will you get to the point, Uncle Cecil? Will he serve the banquet?
Well, Reggie's a very important caterer, you know. He's a busy man.
Well, ask him if he can't spare a little time.
Very well, William. I wonder if you have a little time to spare. I'd regard it as a personal favor. You know, my nephew is looking for a caterer. Oh, I see, yes.
At the time,
did you say 7?
Tell him we'll split the difference. Six.
Yes, Rick, I think you could charge 6. Yes, 6. Okay, William?
Okay, fine, Uncle Cecil. Gee, the banquet's all set, Nancy. Look, I'll go back to the office.
Uncle Cecil. that book you're reading?
I thought it was supposed to be in your room.
Is it a cookbook?
No, it's not a cookbook. It's a Boston version of The Good Earth with all the dirt taken out.
There's no use trying to kid me, Uncle Steve. You can't even recall a caterer on the telephone. I listened in on the upstairs extension.
I wonder who the counterfeiter was who coined the phrase, as innocent as a child.
How much do you think you'll make on the deal?
Oh, what a suspicious little mind. You'll probably grow up to be a politician.
I have no aspirations to seek public office at this time. However, if my constituents decide to draft me...
Oh, be quiet.
Roger.
Roger, who's he?
Keeping me quiet is going to be a hard job. I think I'll telephone Pop.
I've encountered people like you in the customs service. Will $5 purchase your silence?
$5? After you deduct for car fare and bubblegum, the take-home pay would be practically nothing. Double it and I'll help you.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I do need an assistant. All right, child, you're hired. I say, do they have cooking classes at your school?
Oh, sure. But I took shop mechanic.
Shop mechanic? Oh, what a vile child you would, yes. Well, at least you can help me market. Come on, we'll go to the cheap place out on the boulevard. Come on. I say, my good man, does my bill require an adding machine?
This is so if we make a mistake, the customer won't know it. Lettuce. £10 of hamburger. Anything else, mister?
Yes, 51 toothpicks.
51 toothpicks for 50 people?
Every smart caterer allows for breakage.
Hey, what are you giving, mister? A hard times party?
No, we're not giving a hard times party. How much are the eggs?
84 cents a dozen.
7 cents an egg? Think I'll grow feathers and get into the egg business myself.
Hey, it ain't the feathers that does it, mister. It's the scientific know-how.
Anyway, your eggs are too expensive.
True, but try to look at it this way. Besides laying the eggs, them hens gotta walk to their nest, scratch their litter, get settled for the job, then they gotta walk back. I figure they deserve portal to portal pay.
That's not what I object to. It's retroactive pay. How do I know these eggs aren't the work of 1946?
Well, the principle is the same.
But the eggs aren't.
1946, 1947. What's time to an egg? Say, by the way, you speak with quite an accent, ain't it? Where are you from?
Bedford, England. Do you deliver?
Deliver? Mister, you should have stood in Bedford.
I say, this is quite a nice clubhouse to father pick for the banquets.
Yeah, it belongs to the community. We're lucky there's plenty of dishes.
Oh, plenty of silverware, too. And monogrammed. U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Pullman. Oh.
Uncle Steve, I'm beginning to get scared. Have you really cooked before?
Betty, child, I told you I had lots of KP in the First World War. There's nothing harder to please than British Tommies.
But these are American Tommies.
Oh, what a vile sense of humor.
What kind of meals did you use to fix?
Well, I was just trying to remember. It seems to me that all I can remember is bully beef.
What's bully beef?
Well, that's Revolutionary War ham.
Well, that'll do for a banquet. Maybe we better phone Pop and try to get out of this.
My dear child, Edison didn't give up in the beginning merely because he wasn't sure of himself.
No, but Edison didn't have my old man for a father.
We're doing your father a great favor. Not to mention what a few bob will do for my suffering finances. But it's getting late. As you Americans say, we'd better start cooking with petrol.
I said, don't I have a... Oh, darn these hiccups. How can I get rid of them?
Look, have you tried drinking a glass of water upside down?
What do you expect me to do, stand on my head?
Here's a glass of water, try it.
No.
That was Coming Round the Mountain, played by Hop Along Hathaway and his Pasadena Prunebakers.
I have a cure for your hiccups, dear.
Hmm?
Just hold your breath all during this commercial.
Oh, fine. You want me to strangle?
Now a word from our sponsor.
To put up with these hiccups.
Oh, you poor darling. Did you try breathing in a paper bag?
No, but I tried breathing on the Vine Street bus, and that didn't help. Gosh, I hope the caterer Uncle Cecil found serves a good meal.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be out of this world. Darling, will you hook up the back of my dress?
Sure. Nancy, what have you done to your hair?
I told you I was going to the beauty parlor.
Oh, well, you look lovely anyway.
Oh, Bill, don't kiss me on the back of the neck. It makes my blood boil.
Okay.
Oh, and don't blow in my ear. That gives me the cold shivers.
I seem to affect you like a Turkish bath. Hey, Nancy, maybe if you kiss me, I'll get rid of the hiccups.
Would that frighten you? Well, I didn't hear any hiccups.